Welcome to Reformation Gospel. Discover the healing truth and all your efforts to be accepted by God will finally be brought to rest.
Welcome again to Reformation Gospel. So as I was talking about the energy plane or the electromagnetic fields, cosmic energy around us, in us, everywhere, I know that scares a lot of Christians, but please bear with me. For me, the cornerstone of everything in truth is Christ and what he has accomplished for us. And if the Lord shows me how things work in the natural world, then I am interested. And so, yes, he's led me to study a lot in the area of Oriental philosophies and understanding the stuff about energy, yin and yang, etc., martial arts, qigong, energy works. Basically, meditation. The mistake many people make is that they assume that the energy fields or the astral plane is the same as the spiritual dimension, and it's not. They are separate things. What is of the spiritual dimension is spiritual, it's eternity, not subject to time and space, and it is where God dwells. Energy, however, are just these fields of energy, electric, magnetic, and they're in a constant dance for balance. And that's what our physical material world is made up of. Vibrations. That's what energy is, vibrations. And these vibrations are actually data, information, not like the ones and the zeros in the computer, cyberspace. That's different. But if you even, you could have a look at things like TFT, that's thought field therapy, or EFT, emotional field therapy. Now, what is that? It's something that has been developed over the last few decades based on studies on acupuncture and acupressure and psychology. And what a lot of the people in these areas have developed is, I'll break it down, is the concept that you can actually use your fingers to tap certain areas on your face and then in a certain code, and it could break down negative or unhelpful emotions and thoughts. And it sounds weird, but it is really potent and it does really work. And why is that? Because thoughts, strong thoughts, are made up of energy. Emotions are made up of energy. It's not just the release of hormones by the glands in your body. There is energy that it is consisted of. And so what happens if a person is very anxious or feels very tense, you could actually use acupuncture needles, people trained to do that, of course, or acupressure, and you could break down those energy fields. You could cause those fields to collapse, and suddenly these people will feel calm and relaxed and much better. It is very effective. The thought field therapy, emotional field therapy, what they do is they tap on their face, because in Chinese medicine, the concept is that the whole body really has acupuncture points, but places like the ear or the whole face are a bit like the motherboard of the whole network of meridians, energy channels and energy centers and points in the body. And if you tap on, instead of using needles or pressure, but you tap on these points at strategic places, which you learn how to do that, what you could do, you could actually collapse a energy field that's causing that fear or that stress. And you might say, what's that got to do with scripture? Well, it's got to do with the fact that your words have power. And all I'm doing is I'm just highlighting a scientific side of what, in the time when the Bible, the scriptures were written down, they didn't have the same kind of words to express these principles, but definitely the insight into it. People back then knew of energy, they knew of the electromagnetic fields, they knew on how to mobilize energy. They knew that. Why do you think we see in pagan stuff from historically all the way back to the beginning, from the Tower of Babel into Egypt, and how they practice their idolatrous and pagan religions, but they also knew some natural laws and understood how energy worked. And they mobilized it really, really powerfully. To this day, this is still being practiced. And they knew that by doing certain things, they could impregnate energy fields with information. They could construct things that would manifest in the natural realm eventually. And when we, and this is my point, when you speak things with an emotional connection, then you're building a construct in the energy realm. And when you speak God's word and God's truth, you are planting the power of God into, and that which is spiritual, by the way, but you are now adding the spiritual dimension to a natural energy dimension, which will then eventually manifest in the natural physical material world. It's really powerful. So I'm not promoting EFT, TFT and all that stuff. No, not necessarily. I'm just pointing out to you that these things are effective to a degree, and it exists. And if you understand how these principles work, the laws of nature work with regards to energy, then you will be careful and mindful of how you construct sentences and where you place your emotions and your visualizations. And you will actually consciously, strategically speak in such a way that you're speaking what you want rather than what you don't want, and which is really when people speak their fears.
For more information, go to reformationgospel.com.